The sermon text from today's epistle reading. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. The words of our text. Please be seated. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, today is the good stuff. We're not looking backward today. We're looking forward. And this is very important to all of us. As I prepared for today through the week, and you well know, this church year, as we get close to Christmas, my father passed away. And it's hard, as you remember those things, he wasn't ready to die. He wasn't there yet. And in his last hours, I can still see him batting the air, trying to breathe. All of us around him. But we're not looking back. We're looking forward to be able to say on a day like today and every day that we receive the sacrament of the altar, we say the words with angels and archangels and all the company of heaven. I'm very well aware that my father was far from perfect, that he was scared, and he wasn't ready. But he was something else, too. He was washed in the blood of the Lamb. He was draped in the robes of Christ's righteousness. He was a Christian. And I have no doubts this day, this All Saints Day, that he's not thinking about me or my mom or any of us, because he's in glory. And those of you who have loved ones who have gone before you in glory are thinking the same thing. They're beyond all of this. They have passed all of this. They are beholding the face of God. And in that face of God, they are glorified. And the things that go on here, they don't pay attention to anymore, because they are experiencing the bliss and the glory and the joy of heaven. The apostle tells us, you are now, that's great words, you are now, like now, children of God. And that's a very good reminder, because when we look around us and we consider our lives and the struggles of them and the world around us, we might not notice that distinction of being the children of God. And so a day such as today, All Saints Day, is a good reminder of us of who we are and what our eternal home is. You are justified by grace through faith on account of the person and the work of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You have been baptized into the death and the resurrection of Jesus. You have been made children of God. Who, me? Can often come the reaction. Me, who is flesh and blood? Me, who still has the battles of flesh and blood? Me, who must confess each week that I am a poor, miserable sinner? Me, who has to fight my old Adam every day? You're telling me that me is a child of God? And the answer the apostle gives you today is, yes, you are a child of God. In great love, you have been born of God. God the Father looked at you. God the Father made a decision and a choice, a very decided choice, and chose you in Christ as a pure gift. He did so in such a way that you really and truly are called children of God, born in infinite love and given all of the gifts that God bestows. Now, right now, you are God's children and you are God's heirs. Now, is it true that you look very much like all of the other people in the world? Yes, that is true. You do look like all the other people in the world. And neither other people nor we ourselves can yet see the glory that is ours and the glory that is before us. God has not made this glory public yet. You cannot see your incorruptible inheritance. You are not yet in glory around the throne of God. You are among those who now remember this day, only those who have gone before us into that glory, who have died in the faith, who are beholding the face of God, and with us who are waiting for the second coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and the resurrection of the dead. Not yet is the crown of glory on your head. Not yet are the robes of Christ's righteousness visible on you. You now live in God's kingdom of grace. In this kingdom, you wrestle with the flesh. We live in our broken human nature, and we slog through this world. Here in God's kingdom of grace, you are subject to bearing the cross, and you endure trials, and you endure tribulations. Here, your new Adam lives deeply hidden in God, and you know God only through His Word and His sacraments. If only, though, for this life we have hope in Christ, we are to be pitied more than all people. But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since death came through a man, the resurrection of the dead comes through a man. For as Adam all die, as in Christ all shall be made alive. So we have a hope that is past this life, and a hope that is not mere wishful thinking, a hope that is really more like the word confidence, confidence in the glory to come, confidence in the resurrection of the dead, where we shall see Christ face to face, and we shall be transformed body and soul into His likeness, to the likeness of Jesus, the firstborn of the dead. We look forward to the coming of the kingdom of glory. That's what we're looking forward to, not just this day, but each and every day, God's kingdom of glory. Right now, we see, as the Scripture terms it, through a glass darkly. But then face to face. Now we know in part, but then we shall know fully, even as we are fully known. Through the witness of Scripture and the testimony of many witnesses in that Scripture, we know that Jesus has been raised from the dead. We know that there is eternal life, and we will come to see our God and our Creator face to face. We will enjoy a bliss and joy that is undefinable by human words. We've got nothing to describe it. All we're merely doing is scratching at the surface of that joy and that glory that belongs to those who believe in Jesus Christ. And this glory is won for all people by the sacrifice of Jesus and is enjoyed by all of those who acknowledge their sins, who humbly repent of them, and who trust in Jesus Christ for their salvation. For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whosoever should believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now it is true enough that we believers will have to endure death before we come to glory and the church triumphant. And it's hard to do, and it's often hard to endure the memory of the loved ones who have died. And it does make us uneasy. And yet, resting in the forgiveness of Christ and the peace of God, death has lost its terrors for the Christian. And we are assured by our Savior that when we die, we will not perish. The one who believes in Christ does not lose their life in death. Rather, through death, they enter into life. In this new life to come, as we look to the glory of heaven and the eternal glory of the new heavens and the new earth, We will always behold God. And in that beholding of God, we shall reflect the glory of God. That is you. You resurrected. You reflecting the glory of God. You in glory with perfect freedom and from every evil. You resurrected in a bliss that surpasses all human comprehension. Your body will be similar to that of the glorified Christ. It will shine forth as the sun. Perfect immortality will adorn it, and it will be full of strength and beauty, because sin, the source of all death and decay and ugliness and weakness, all of that will be done away with. It will no longer exist, only leaving in you that which is glory. It is sown in corruption. It is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. And so today we remember to look forward, not behind. Today we confess not only our sins, but also our confidence in future glory. Today we see more than we can see. Today we see with the eyes of faith that which is not seen, but which is trusted in, the resurrection of the dead and the life everlasting. So as we face the trials and the tribulations and the problems of this life, as we fatigue over all of the issues we face in this mortal existence that we have, let us heed the words of Jesus. Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of eternal life. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
And now may that peace, which passes all understanding, be in your hearts and your minds to the one true faith in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Amen.